It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. We're going to begin reading today with the 28th verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And so please open your Bibles up to that scripture text. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address here is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, we have an answering machine that you can sure leave a message. If no one's here, please do, so we can contact you again, 217-847-2717. If you would like to email us, our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And then our website is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Please, that you would check the website. We have many studies of the Word of God. We have our Constitution, the plan of salvation. We have a place where you can contact us from there if you like. And so please, that you just take a look at it. I hope that it will help you to come to know the Lord Jesus if you don't, and I hope that it'll help you to grow if you do know the Lord Jesus. So please, now I hope that was enough time to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Good study today. Romans chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, they also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. And what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Wonderful verses of Scripture. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to come together today to study your precious Word. Thank you, Father, for your Word and for the Spirit of God that guides and leads us through your Word. Please today that all will know you as their Lord and Savior that are listening. And if they don't, today is without question the day of salvation. It's the day to come to know you as their Lord and Savior. So please today, Father, that all that are listening will make that decision. They'll come to the cross of Calvary where you died for them and took away their sin, saved them there. And so please that they would recognize that today through this study, through the Spirit of God, that they will be convicted of their sin, recognizing that they cannot save themselves. They need a Savior. And Father, your Son, the Lord Jesus, is the only Savior that we have. Please that all will trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus. Now guide and lead us through this study today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. These are words that we have just read that are words that many tend to stay away from. When you get into words of predestination and predestined and foreknowledge and justified and glorified, all those things, why people tend to shy away from studying these scripture verses, and it's a sad thing because it is so simple to understand and so easy to see. And so we're going to do that today, and I hope that the Spirit of God can help you to find and see the plan that God has for your life through these verses of Scripture. So We're going to begin here with a little bit of review, as we many times do, concerning that 28th verse, because it's so important, because it's a verse. The 28th verse is a verse that's partially quoted, not totally. That's a problem, because many people, we know that all things work together for good. They kind of stop there. We need to keep the remainder of that, and we never want to bring or pull the Scripture, the Word of God, out of context, because the last of that is, for to them that love God. Now, there's only one way that you can love God. There's only one way that I can love God, and that's to come to His Son, the Lord Jesus. You must be born again. This isn't just a general statement that for all that we know that all things work together for good. Not unless you love Jesus. Not unless you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. You must come by faith to the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. Trust in the salvation that He gives you, that He offers you. Trust in that. Then you can truly love God, but not until then. It is not, you're not capable. It is not in you. There is no good in our old flesh. And without the Spirit of God living within our hearts to teach us and direct us the way to our Savior and then on to fellowship with God the Father, it must come by way of the cross. So please, that you trust in the Lord Jesus today. Come by faith to Him. Trust in Him. He died on the cross. We go through the gospel many times through this study, because it is the foundation. The blood of Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. And so if you don't know the Lord Jesus, and if you've not trusted in His precious shed blood that He shed upon the cross of Calvary for you, if you have not accepted that sacrifice, then you do not possess salvation. You do not have eternal life that is for you in heaven. You will have eternal life, but it's more not life, it is death. You'll have eternal death if you do not trust in Jesus. There's only one life, and that is to be found at the cross of Calvary. All the cults and the religions that are out there that have rejected or ignored that precious gift of salvation, for the wages of sin is death. Death. That's the only, you'll have eternal death if you don't trust in Jesus. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It all comes to Jesus. It all sets up on the Lord Jesus. And you need to come by faith. He went to the cross. He died on the cross for you. He died a most horrible, horrible death upon the cross, a physical death. But also the spiritual, the load of sin that went upon Him, placed upon Him. God the Father, for a period, had to separate Himself because, you see, He became sin for us. And He took my sin away, and He took your sin away. But it's not a universal salvation. Jesus did die for all the world. All the world has the opportunity to be saved, every individual. But it's not, He did the work, and the work is completed. It was completed 2,000 years ago upon the cross. But unless you believe, come by faith to Jesus, call upon whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. So please do that today. Trust in Him so that when you read this scripture verse, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, you need to love God. And then it begins, that wonderful promise of all things working together for good will come to pass. But first you need to come by faith to Jesus and then surrender to Him, follow Him, love God. When you love someone, you're willing to do anything and everything for them. And that's what our relationship should be with our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And then it continues in this 28th verse, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now that's where we get into the rest of these verses here. Because, you see, there's a condition here that needs to be met in order for us to walk with this promise, this hope, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, the first half of this verse, as I said, or the first section of this verse, and we know that all things work together for good, that's repeated many times. But it's repeated by folks that do not understand the rest of it, nor do they quote the rest of it. And in order for us to really understand that, we need to look at the verses of Scripture that many times people and teachers and preachers avoid. And they avoid these Scripture verses. And again, it's a sad thing because they're such a blessing and so very simple to understand. And so let's take a look at them now in verse 29. It says, for whom he did foreknow. Now we're going to hold on to this called according to his purpose that we had up in verse 28. Now in verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, we're going to stop there first, because everything is hinged up on that word foreknowledge. Foreknow. For whom he did foreknow. Now, we need to realize that and recognize that is a very, very important word. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Okay. For whom he did foreknow. God's foreknowledge. He knows. You know, I love serving God because God knows tomorrow. God knows eternity. And when God makes promises in his word, it's just as if it's already taken place. And so we go back through, and I love the Old Testament, and we see those Old Testament promises, those Old Testament prophecies. We know that they're going to take place. Because God has placed it. It's in the future. And so please that you understand that it in God's mind and heart, it's the same as finished. Well, he can do the same thing with a soul. Not only events, but also with the souls. God knows today. He does not control that because the Scripture's very clear. Whosoever. So we need to understand the full Scripture, not pull something out of context. This word predestined, that jumps out at a lot of people, and they say, well, you know, some are predestined to be saved and some are predestined not to be saved. No, that is not the correct interpretation of the Word of God. To rightly divide the Word of God, it all sets up on that first word there, foreknowledge. Because God knows who is going to come by faith, who is going to be one of these that say whosoever. Now, I'm going to just turn one page over to Romans chapter 10, and we're going to read some verses here. We're going to start with verse 8 of Romans chapter 10. Now, just listen to these words of Scripture here. Because this is what God gives us, the opportunity of salvation. So as we look now in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew or the Greek, for the same word over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it just continues here, and I'm going to read a couple more verses. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. What wonderful verses of Scripture. But look at verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, we go back now to this 8th verse, this 8th chapter, the 28th verse and 29. We look back to these same words, and verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So you see there's a connection there, and we need to tie that together. For whom he did foreknow, those, as we've just read up in the Romans chapter 10, beginning with that 8th verse, and we read all the way through to the 17th verse, those verses of Scripture, and if you didn't take time to look or you're driving or something, please look at those Scriptures, because God is a God of whosoever will. If we will come by faith to Jesus Christ, his foreknowledge, he knows, he knew the very second that I would finally surrender to the gospel. I'd been in church all my life, but when I was given the gospel, told of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for me. And if I try to continue to keep the rules and the laws, I am just going to be condemned. And it says I'm condemned already. It's not something that's going to happen in the future. I'm already condemned. I need to come by faith to Jesus Christ to no longer be condemned, but to be saved. And again, God's foreknowledge. He knows. He knew. If right now you say, Jesus, please come into my heart and save me, God knew from the foundations of the world, before the foundations of the world, he knew when you were going to trust in Jesus, or he knows when you're not, when you're going to reject him. Every individual that's ever lived has had an opportunity of salvation. Every individual that will live will have an opportunity of salvation. That opportunity is not something that lasts their whole lifetime. It may last until their dying breath, yes, but it may not. God calls. God gives that open call, that opportunity, and you need to come. But he knows. God knows the future. He knows who's going to be saved and who's going to reject him. That's this foreknowledge. So you see, the ones that he knows is going to get saved. The one that when I got saved, he knew it. He knew the second I was going to be saved. And when I got saved, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. You see, the day that I trusted in Jesus, a work started to make me like Jesus. The path was set. Predestined, and everything that I need, every tool I need, every strength I need, all wisdom is at my finger, at my opportunity for me to take and to do. Now, I may not do it, but it's set out for me. Everything is there for me to walk with Jesus and to be a powerful proclaimer of the Word of God. No matter whether I was a preacher, God knew I was going to be a preacher. He knew that. But if I was going to be in the factory, or if I was going to be a salesman, or whatever role, whatever God would plan that He had set before me, whatever that might be, He would make me a strong proclaimer of His gospel. And every tool I need is available to me. Now again, everything is set. It's predestined to be conform to the image of His Son. So all the strength and power is there for me to do it. What a plan. And it wasn't that I'm just one of the lucky ones. Not at all. God knew that I was going to trust in Jesus. It comes back to whosoever will. Don't miss that. It's your responsibility. It was my responsibility. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image. He set that forth. And so it's the foreknowledge of God's where it all starts, and it's wonderful here. It's the foreknowledge. God knew it. He didn't set it. He just knew what the result was going to be. So He said it, and by that then, when I came by faith, when you came by faith, if you're a born-again believer, then your life is set before you to all the strength and all the power to do what needs to be done is before you. Now, we're still in the flesh, so many times we fall short of that. Often we fall short of that. But the plan is put into place to be as the Lord Jesus Christ, conformed to the image of the Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Now, if you'll come up back to verse 28, to them who are called. You see, if you study this, it's wonderful to understand. So for whom He, them who are called according to His purpose, verse up in 28. Now, we have this word called down here now in this 30th verse. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, to them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. You see, God knowing that I was going to trust in the Lord Jesus almost, just a few months from now, almost 40 years ago, I trusted in the Lord Jesus, my Savior. God knew that. God knew that I was going to. He didn't control it because I have a will. You have a will. And you will will yourself straight to hell, or you're going to will yourself into the arms of Jesus. Whosoever will. That's your choice. That's your step and decision. God in His foreknowledge, looking forwards, knowing that I was going to trust in Jesus, then I became one that was called. Because of God's foreknowledge, then I'm called because this word predestined, my life is set before me, the opportunity to serve Him and to praise Him, and every tool that I need, I have. Now, do I use them? Sad to say, no. Do I use some of them? Yes. To use all of them? No, because I'm still in the flesh. I still falter and still fail. But I am saved. I'm saved eternally because, you see, Jesus Christ died on the cross. And the day I trusted in Him as my Savior, I became one of the called. And so now I can fulfill and enjoy that promise of verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I've become one of the called because I have had the opportunity to trust in Jesus as my Savior, as you do, as every individual has. What a wonderful life. What a wonderful time. So now, back in verse 30, now, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. It doesn't end there. That call, and then whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he glorified. It doesn't end. When you come by faith of the Lord Jesus, that's what's so sad when people don't look to these verses of Scripture and enjoy them and study them. Because it said the justified, we can put that down to words that you and I can understand. It's just if I've never sinned. That's what Jesus did for me. When I came by faith, when I became one of the whosoever wills, when I trusted in Jesus, that full work that went before me that was predestined, I am justified now, just if I've never sinned. And it doesn't stop there. I will be glorified. It's a plan. It's set into place. What a joy. When I leave this life, whether it be at the rapture of the church, which is coming, I believe, very soon, or if I have to face the grave and death comes, it'll only be a physical death, because I am never going to experience a spiritual death, because I am alive in Jesus. And I will go immediately into the arms of the Lord Jesus unto home in heaven and enjoy that precious time through eternity. Glorified. He's doing a work right now. I am justified just as I've never sinned. But the work of glorification is, I will never come to the fullness of the glorification that God wants me to have here on earth. But the promise is there, and the work is now. So he continues that work of glorification, of making you more like the Lord Jesus. And there will be a day that I will be not only spiritually have the joy of this glorification, but physically too. Because there's going to be a time, and if the rapture of the church, as I just spoken, comes, when it comes, I will receive my glorified body, and I will spend eternity in that glorified body, perfect. Now, if you choose to reject the Lord Jesus, you have the opposite. I have the promise of eternal life, you have the promise of eternal death. And eternal death is just what it says. It is eternal. It continues, it continues, it continues. You will spend eternity in the lake of fire. And all the pains and the aches and things that you have today, the cancers that you have today, everything that you have today physically will remain with you. I beg you today to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Trust in Him. All those aches and pains will remain today. That cancer may remain today. But if you trust in Jesus, you're going to leave this life and go right into the next alive. And those aches and pains will be gone. You know, many preachers stand before a coffin and they say, oh, they're in a better place. My dear friend, that is not true. That is not true. It's a lie if you have not come by faith to Jesus. There's no choice. There's no alternative way. He says, well, Larry, that's your way. I'm going to go my way. You go your way. And you face death, you're going to realize that the Word of God is correct and your way was not. But then it's going to be too late. So please, the Scripture is very clear that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is Lord. You will do that. Please do it today so that you can have the joy of salvation. Call upon the Lord Jesus today. The Spirit of God will give you the faith to believe and come. And once you believe, you will know that it is true and it is right. Please, my dear friend, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's verse 31. That's where we'll start next time. Oh, the truth is there. Please come by faith to Jesus today and be born again. Trust in Him today. Don't look at another direction, because there is none other. It's only by way of the cross. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?